Nicholas Maley, a former state legislator from Philadelphia, had been chairman of the state employee retirement system since 1992. He says he resigned for a number of reasons.
Anthony Clark, the CIO, stepped down. I was largely responsible for hiring, and I think he did a good job, but these misconduct allegations were a little troubling. Add that to the fact that the general counsel's office that advises me and the board, I thought, really mishandled the matter by not telling us for over 2 months what they knew, and we didn't know until the day before Thanksgiving.
The allegations included that Clark withheld hedge fund losses and that he may have been trading personal investments from his state office. Clark chose to retire, and his attorneys denied any wrongdoing. Pennsylvania Treasurer Rob McCord has accused Maley of mismanaging the Clark probe and had called on Governor Tom Corbett to replace him.
I called for the resignation. It was important for us to just have a shift towards fuller transparency and reduced fees and sort of better return per unit of risk. And I just think on a pure good government basis, it's time for us to pivot and have a change. I think we can do better.
McCord says the change is in the best interest of Pennsylvania retirees.
I think it's good to have a certain amount of rotation in boards and board chairmanships. I mean, I do not believe in incumbent protection and that we ought to be taking a look at appropriate transitions.
Maley didn't address the court accusations directly, but says after more than two decades on the job, it was time to go.
I always felt that when I no longer enjoyed it, I'd give it up, and that's certainly been the case since Thanksgiving.
No replacement has been announced. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.